Now, friends, as we come to this 31st chapter of the book of Numbers, we are dealing with some of the things that pertain to the new generation that have come through the wilderness. Many of them, when they started out, were just little fellows. And I mean by that, they were grade school, if you please. Many of them teenagers. And some of them weren't even born. And now the new generation, and beginning of chapter 26 through the rest of the book, we've been talking about this new generation that God's preparing now to enter into the promised land. Now, as you come to chapter 31, we find here that Midian, that dwelt way out in the wilderness, this is where Moses had gone, you will recall. In fact, he married a Midianite, and it was way out in the wilderness, and God gives them a victory now over Midian. Midian was an enemy, and Midian represents, I think, the world out in the wilderness. God calls here for a separation from the world, and that separation from the world is a spiritual separation for the child of God today. I think that a great problem with the children of Israel was that God got them out of Egypt in one night. It took him 40 years to get Egypt out of them. And that is the problem of worldliness today. It's not that we're in the world. It's not where you go today. And maybe not so much what you do, although these things are indicative of what's on the inside. But it's a question whether the world's in your heart and in your life. Now, will you notice God tells them that they are to deal very harshly with the Midianites. Verse 2. Avenge the children of Israel of the Midianites. Afterward shalt thou be gathered unto thy people. That is for this man Moses that God is speaking to now, that he's to avenge them. They had, you will remember, made war against God's people, been unlovely to them in the wilderness. Now in verse 6, and Moses sent them to the war, 1,000 of every tribe. That means there were 12,000 in all. Them and Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the priest, to the war, with the holy instruments and the trumpets to blow in his hand. The furniture in the tabernacle was to go, the holy instruments. This means that there is a spiritual warfare today, and the only way that you and I can overcome is through Christ, of course. And we find that among the Midianites that were slain, verse 8, they slew the kings of Midian. And then we notice of the five kings that are mentioned here, Balaam also, the son of Beor, they slew with the sword. We have here then the death of Balaam. Now you have here in this chapter God giving them a victory over the Midianites. And also, you see a judgment on the Gentiles here prior to their entering into the land. That is the thing that will consummate the age before Christ comes, is the fact that these people who seem to be having such great problems today will be put in the land, and they will have peace when they enter the land. Now, there is a great deal said in this chapter about that, but the great lesson of this chapter is that this calls for a spiritual separation from the world. It's not where you walk, it's how you walk. That's the important thing, that you walk in the light today, the Word of God, walk in fellowship with Him. That's the important thing for the child of God.